You're listening to the Voice of American Częstochowa, the broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. This is Father Timothy Tarnacki. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ. In today's program, you will be able to hear a meditation on Sunday Gospel, as well as information about our shrine. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman, whose name was Martha, welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary, who sat beside the Lord at his feet listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." In the first reading today, we hear the story of three visitors passing by Abraham's tent. As the book of Genesis says, Abraham sat in the entrance of the tent while the day was growing hot, literally during the hottest part of the day. For the people of the Middle East, during the hot weather, it was time not to do anything. But what does Abraham do? When he saw three visitors, he ran to greet them. He hastened to prepare something for them. We see a lot of effort and movement in Abraham. Letter to the Hebrews gives him credit, saying, "Do not neglect hospitality, for through it some have unknowingly entertained angels." Abraham is making an effort to receive those visitors, because he sees God in them. Maybe in our life we also feel idleness in our spiritual life. Maybe we're in the hottest part of the day, in the moment when we don't feel like doing anything in our life. But the Lord invites us to show some effort, to engage yourself, to prepare a place for God in your heart, just like Abraham. Abraham showed great hospitality. And in the Gospel we see Martha and Mary, who also received Jesus Christ. Martha showed hospitality by serving the Lord, by caring for him. Mary, on the other hand, showed a different type of hospitality through her heart and by listening to Jesus as a disciple. Jesus says that Mary chose the better part. That's true. Mary chose the part to be the disciple. But we have to remember that these two levels of hospitality, Martha and Mary, they don't oppose each other, but are complementary. We need both of them. Because without Mary's part, our ministry or service to others or to the Lord becomes just a labor, a responsibility. We're just workers, not knowing our Savior. But without Martha's part, our listening becomes fruitless. We're just listening to the Word and we're not acting on it. The Church sees in these two sisters two ways of life. In Martha, apostolic life, evangelization, ministry. And in Mary, contemplative life, prayer, meditation. But they are both necessary. Our entire life is actually trying to combine both of them. And sometimes we find ourselves more successful, sometimes we're less successful. But what is really important for God is that we make an effort even when we fail. But we don't get discouraged, we don't fall into idleness, even when it's the hardest part of the day, the most inconvenient moment for you, moment when you don't feel like fighting. Always be ready to receive the Lord. Always be ready to prepare a place in your heart. Make an effort, maybe especially today, just like Abraham. Save the date for the coronation of the icon of Our Lady of Częstochowa, which will take place on August 25th, Sunday, at 12:30 p.m. Archbishop Charles Chaput will crown the image of Our Lady of Częstochowa. You can find more information about the coronation of our icon on our website, częstochowa.us/coronation. Join us for the Fatima Day devotion at our shrine, which takes place every 13th day of the month from May to October at 7 p.m. We begin with the Holy Mass, and then we are having a rosary procession around the shrine. This year, as we celebrate the coronation of the icon of Our Lady of Częstochowa, and as we prepare for this spectacular celebration, anyone who attends the shrine and prays through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary from May to October can receive a plenary indulgence. So we invite you especially for our Fatima Day devotion this year at our shrine. Don't miss Scott Hahn and St. Paul's Center at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa. Join us in Doylestown for a day of pilgrimage on August 3rd in honor of Our Blessed Mother. We begin at 8 a.m. with the Holy Mass, and then Welcome and Talk by Scott Hahn, St. Paul presentation, break, books available for sale, and talk by Scott Hahn on August 3rd at the Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa. A perpetual novena to Our Lady of Częstochowa is said each Wednesday after the 11:30 a.m. Mass. Each day following the 11:30 a.m. Mass, we have exposition and adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament until 5 p.m. The Sacrament of Penance is available every day at 11:30 a.m. Mass and on Sunday during every scheduled Mass. Thank you for listening, the Voice of American Częstochowa. May the good Lord bless you and the Blessed Mother protect you in this coming week. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.